USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new study is showing that two COVID vaccines are effective against a newer variant of the virus. The study from Public Health England showed that the Pfizer and AstraZeneca shots are highly effective against the Indian variant of the virus after two doses. The news coming as new cases in the U.S. have fallen to their lowest levels since last June. The seven-day average of daily new infections is now around just 25,000, the lowest point since mid-June 2020. Deaths from the virus have also fallen to a seven-day average of 552, the lowest since last July. And a bipartisan group of senators have introduced a new infrastructure funding bill that would focus on surface transportation. The measure, introduced by Democrat Tom Carper of Delaware and Republican Shelley Moore Caputo of West Virginia, would provide more than $300 billion of funding for highways, roads, and bridges through the Department of Transportation. The bill comes as Congress continues to debate a broader infrastructure package from the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the master. Masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
A Texas congresswoman says she was alarmed by what she saw at a military base holding hundreds of children who entered the U.S. illegally. Mike Fortier reports.
Democrat Veronica Escobar represents the El Paso area, including Fort Bliss, the Army base now being used to house unaccompanied children who came here illegally. Health and Human Services says the base and others like it are a temporary stopgap mechanism, but CBS News reports the most recent numbers show almost 1,700 have been there at least a month, 600 had been there 40 days, and Escobar says she had talked to some who had been there even longer. She also says many of the children she talked to are depressed, and that's a great concern to her. CBS News also reports the federal government is looking to bring even more unaccompanied children to Fort Bliss, up to 10,000, and half of them would be under the age of 12. Escobar opposes keeping children under 12 at the base. On the bright side, Escobar says Fort Bliss and other HHS sites are better than the Border Patrol facilities that used to hold unaccompanied children. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The United Nations Security Council has called on Israel and Hamas to fully adhere to a ceasefire agreed upon earlier this week. The statement from the council, issued Saturday, also urged humanitarian aid to be sent to the Palestinian civilian population in Gaza. It was the council's first public statement on the conflict that saw 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. The ceasefire appears to be holding into its third day, but the focus now moves to preventing the next flare-up of violence. Former Deputy Secretary of State under President Obama, Joel Rubin, says that there is no easy solution. He tells Fox News that's because the conflict again showed Hamas's tactics.
The sad truth is that this is who Hamas is, and this is what they do. They've been doing it since the 1990s when the Israeli government was making peace overtures with Yasser Arafat. Hamas blew up buses in Tel Aviv to kill dozens of Israelis and undermine peace prospects. And they are holding on to power there in Gaza. They also led a rebellion against Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian president, and kicked the Palestinian Authority out of Gaza after the Israelis left. So Hamas, yes, they're a terrorist organization. They're the ones responsible for this violence. They're the ones that launch rockets unprovoked into Israeli cities. And the solution is not easy, and that's what I want to point out. And how to deal with them is not simple. But we have to be clear. Hamas started this, and Hamas is putting its civilians at risk.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.